Okay, so we will start about this wonderful journey to Malta. And Malta is just an amazing place. It was originally put together by the star beings from Sirius. And it goes way back to Lemurian times, and it also is very connected to Atlantis. And it was really the Atlanteans who developed Malta and the temples in Malta. And they were all about the goddess mysteries and the light consciousness and the starlight energy. And the star beings, of course, being Osiris and Isis. And but the original king and queen that came in from Atlantis was Asuara, was the king's name. And his consort queen was Ashtar Tara. And I hope I'm pronouncing all of that right. But they were on this amazing mission to work to bring forth all of these energies. And Asura was also known later as Atlas, Horlet, Ra, Osiris, Apollo, and Enoch. And the Greeks knew him, of course, as Poseidon. And so it was an amazing experience. It's a little bit like Thoth in Egypt, all of these amazing teachers that came from Atlantis. And so they created Malta as this very special earth temple. And to accomplish their unique mission, they had Goza and Camino were cut off by a mist, by a veil, just like the Druids had in Ireland and in Glastonbury, where you had to go through the veil, through the mists. And so they had the same thing there. And so it was, and so Gozo, you know, was chosen to be the center of the king and queen of Atlantis. So it was, it's a very, very important place. And the temples were all built during the Atlantean period, and the starlight energy, and the purpose of the temples was to attract and capture the life-giving energies of the cosmos. And the main purpose of the temples was to generate life, to anchor the power of the heavens into the womb of the earth. If anybody has any questions as I go along, please ask. And the temples were hold both the solar and cosmic energies in the core, in their core, through the underground water and crystals, amazing amount of underground water and crystals in all of these temples. And Malta, by the way, is the host to more than 55 prehistoric temples. And so and it is also believed in Malta that all of the temples were built using levitation and teleportation to move the rocks. And, you know, sort of that is you know, very different to the British Isles and to Ireland, where they, you know, so you have all these people trying to tell you that they roll them along from for 50 miles to bring these rocks, and which I didn't ever believe. But I always believed in levitation. I also believe, my personal belief is also that they use sound to teleport these. So, and each site was chosen just like in Ireland and England because of their special energies and because of the ley lines and how they were specifically located. And each site, special stones were used so to harness a specific energy, whether it was aligned to the solstices or the equinoxes. And you know, each temple was in two or three units, and the ley lines, of course, and the electromagnetic points as I said, were aligned to the solstices and equinoxes. And then you have all the various temples, which are amazing. And of course, in the Valletta itself, there is lots of wonderful things to see there. We have St. John's Cathedral. We have the museum. We have the Hagar Quinn. And, you know, Hagar Quinn in itself is an amazing place. It's built like a clock in a clock. And it's a temple of light. And it has amazing energy. And at winter solstice, it is at winter solstice that it is said that it births the new sun and new life. Just like we believe that winter solstice bring in the new energies and moving us forward in ascension. And so, and their belief was, of course, that it brought in new light and new life. And of course it does, because every year at winter solstice, the vibrational rate of the planet changes. And it, of course, after the sun resting for 3 days, when the sun starts to move again, it brings with it new life and a new vibration. So it's a very special place. And it was also a very special place to the king of Atlantis, Asuara. And it also commemorates the death of the king and queen of Atlantis. So it's a very, very special place. So we have all of these wonderful things that we see as we journey along through our trip there. And it just brings us to a place of unique consciousness and taking us into the mother. And awakening us is to the energies of the goddess. And the energies of the goddess, Malta carries some of the most ancient sites in the world with the energies of the goddess. And so it is amazing from that point of view. And then you have Ta Haggard, which was, it's the temple that that anchors the cosmic light on Earth. And so here we have this amazing temple that takes us on a special journey, and it brings us all of the energies of Atlantis, and it opens us up to many of the revelations of the goddess. And then we have, of course, we have, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce this, Jean Gangita. And this again, is it is on the highest plateau in Malta. And it is ruled by the planet Mercury. And it is dedicated to the source of light. And it is known as the Temple of Renewal, with the serpent as its symbol. And so with the serpent as its symbol, it is a sign of self-renewing goddess. It, besides being the symbol of healing, rebirth, transformation, and regeneration. But it is a very, very special place for the renewing goddess. So all the feminine principle is anchored there. And it was also a place, or it is still to this day, a place. It's a healing sanctuary for renewal and revitalization. So that is a very special temple. And then we have have Manjara. And that is, again, a beautiful temple, and it is connected with Venus. And it takes us through the phases of the moon. and here they kept the phases of the moon and of Venus, and of course it also was, you know, watching the dates and everything else and the movement of the cosmic and the earthly planet. And then you have Taxian, which was the temple of wisdom. And this was a mystery school. And here they had many, many, I suppose what you would call it, initiations and ceremonies and everything like that. And it was here you could feel all of the beautiful structures, and here you could go into like a deep trance and connect with the higher states of consciousness. So, and people were able to transcend and to transform their consciousness to higher levels while still living in the human body. So it was a very amazing place. So I just feel that it's just one of the great places to open us up to the love wisdom and feel the ancient mystery school. And then, of course, we have Hargar Quen. And here again, this is an ancient temple. It's built like a clock within a clock. And it's star beings holding all the sun. Oh, I already mentioned that. And new life. And so I'm trying to not to repeat myself as I glance at the itinerary here, trying to cover everything. And of course we are staying in the same hotel for the whole time while we're there, and that is wonderful because we just travel out every day, and most of the meals are covered. There's three lunches covered and all the dinners are covered, and so it is. And so then we have the other amazing site, the Hypogeum, and here the first purpose of it is a dream and creation chamber, and it is the birthing place of everything on Earth. And it was here that the star beings used a dreamlike state to connect with Gaia and with their inner selves. And they were in an alpha state of total stillness. So it is an amazing place because it personifies the Divine Mother. And of course, Gangita embodies the Divine Father. So we have the masculine and the feminine. We have the feminine principle. So all is nurtured within the womb of the sacred cosmic mother. And the sacred atoms are sent out of the mind of the Father, and the Divine Mother supplies the loving energy to ignite the seeds of new creation, to manifest the material planes of existence. And so it's also, there is a major crystal quartz placed within a specific location that amplifies its qualities. And of course, these crystals were also used for healing ceremonies and toning. And we're going to have a Rama with us. And a Rama is a beautiful sound healing person. And so she is going to do a lot of sound for us. So that will bring us, take us in. I also believe that that sound is a critical part of life as we move forward. And, you know, sort of we have all of the different things. And, of course, we have the Oracle Hole, which is there as well. And this is where it'll be used for toning. And this is hopefully where Arama will do some beautiful work for us, taking us into other dimensions and into other places, taking us into a deep place within ourselves. And so then we have all sorts of different statues, like the Sleeping Lady at the Hydrogen, and we have then other underground sites there. So we will have a lot to see and experience there. And so that will take us to, anybody got any questions so far?
No, just listening.
Okay. And of course, the Camino is a little island of Malta, and it embraces the threefold flame and the triple energies of Atlantis. So we will have a beautiful threefold flame meditation when we go there. And in Malta, you know, as an island, is holding the energies of power and of joy. Gozo is preserving the energies of joy, and Camino is wisdom. So as we visit all the three places, we will have the power of love and joy and wisdom. And so, and of course, Gozo holds the divine feminine energy, and you know, sort of the island is pretty much split between the masculine and feminine energy, creating that feminine principle. And so it was, and the mountain of Camino was, during the Atlantean times, was a sacred mountain. So we're getting into all of that. And then, of course, we have the waters of life. And so when they bathed in the water and then in the lagoons, it was a potent healing pond. And it is said that parents brought their newborn babies for blessings and bathed them in the sacred waters. And so it was, they had a water initiation as such. And so the Blue Lagoon, you know, is a place of amazing energy. And and let's see, where else are we going so that I can
can you tell us about your co-leader, Arama?
Arama lives in Denver, and she has studied with Tom Kenyon on sound, and she is a qualified sound healer, and she is a beautiful person, and she is coming specifically just to do Malta with me, because I needed somebody who was really good in sound. And so in talking to Arama one day, she said that she would love to do this with me. So she's going to do that. But I don't think she's only just doing, and she's not coming to onto Sicily with us. And so then we have, does that answer your question, Mary?
Yes. Catherine Wilson has made several trips to Malta, and she said it is phenomenal doing the toning in the temples.
Mm, yeah. So we'd be looking for all of that with and hopefully Arama will do all of this. Arama has been to Malta several times, so we have she will be doing that. And of course, then we have Gozo, which is the largest of the Maltese islands. And this is an amazing place. And it was during Lemurian and Atlantean times, every person had 12 major chakras and 12 strands of DNA and the 12 codes of consciousness. So this was all coming out of Gozo. And so hopefully humanity is now ready to ascend and move into the fifth dimension and graduate to the higher levels as we ascend Jacob's ladder. So everybody on this tour will also have their DNA and everything else worked on. So it is, you know, a key of the creation. And, you know, we have the 13 steps that I talk about and the 13 steps of ascension, which the final step will be at winter solstice 2023. And so we have the fifth one this year in the fifth gateway that will be back on Iona for that at autumn equinox. And in ancient times, I only found out this today, and that they had 13 stages of ascension to take them into the higher levels of consciousness. And I only came across that today as I was doing some research. And then we have Bogiba, which is a beautiful temple in Malta as well. And it's the fish that symbolizes prosperity and the energies of wealth and well-being for everybody to share. So there is a fountain of beautiful temples and everything in Malta. It is just, you know, it's like the way that I would put it. Of course, St. Paul was there as well for a while. Not that I have any great time for St. Paul. I think he was not, people call him an apostle, but I don't see him ever being an apostle. But he created a lot of schisms and everything else. And you have the Church of St. John, the Cathedral of St. John. So we're going to have some beautiful things that we look at while we're there and experience. And, of course, then we finish up the last day at the Church of Mary Magdalene. And we have all these amazing ley lines and so we have so we're hitting all of those, and we have so many places, and it's, you know, it's like it's like a crystal city. It's a crystal, it's like, it kind of reminds me what I have the feeling is like going to John of God's, where you're on a 2 weeks in a whole crystal environment. And you're feeling all the crystal energies. To me, Malta is like that. And Malta, to me, is a place where the new energies are going to come out of. Malta, I believe, is playing an important part in the feminine principle and human evolution. And so, you know, it was chosen a way back, and by the starseed people, and it stores, and the life energy stored on Malta is in the solar plexus. So we would have, I would feel a lot of inner work and letting go, a lot of purification, because it helps us to let go of fear. And so It is going to take us to a whole new place of understanding with ourselves as we transform and transmute ourselves into the healthy cells, like as we let go of things. Mm-hmm. We come together into the oneness. And so that would be all of the wonderful things that would take care of us in Malta. And so, and the last day, of course, we're going to have at the Mary Magdalene Church, we're going to have a big initiation there. The church is already booked for us to be there that morning. And we will then, of course, have a special Mary Magdalene initiation. And, of course, Malta was on her way anyway, I believe, to France, that she did stop in Malta. That's just my own personal belief, that she stopped there on her way. So, and we will have a wonderful time at this beautiful little church. And then we will take the ferry across to Sicily. And there, of course, we will go and visit the Church of St. Lucia, or also known as St. Lucy. And then we go to the Duomo, which was built on a 7th-century Minerva island. So we will have all of that. And there is some amazing things in Sicily with its very ancient temples or cathedrals and temples and Black Madonnas. It has a unique energy all of its own. And, sort of people used to come. There was a lot of traffic between mainland Italy and Malta to the sacred sites and the Black Madonnas and everything else of Sicily, and vice versa. They were also going over to Malta to honor all of the beautiful things that were happening in Malta. And so we have all of that we're going to visit in Sicily. And I am definitely looking forward to it because it takes us back into, Greek and Roman times. There's so many places dedicated to Zeus and to all of the different Minerva. And so as we move along, and then we have the 5th-century Villa di Tempi, and that is, of course, another Virgin Mary and child of the 16th century in the Church of Saint Maria. And it is built over an ancient temple of Athena. And so on Sicily, all of the churches and everything that are built there today are like in Ireland and everywhere else, they're built on top of ancient temples. And of course, there's the Temple of Concord there as well, the best preserved Greek temple, and that's outside of Athens. And it is part of a seven temple complex, which we will also be visiting. And of course, that's dedicated to Hera, which is Juno, and Demeter. So we will, and Zeus, of course, and Hercules. So we will have lots of energies working with us as we travel each day. And then we, of course, go through the Salt Marches, which, of course, is a form of purification. And then we see the beautiful Black Madonna, and we have, and of course, then there is the amazing wooden statue that is venerated on Good Friday. And so we have that, and then we have where do we go then? And then we go to the 12th century cathedral, and here we have the amazing paintings and of the Christ paintings and the world, and then we have the Pilgrim Mountain and the Shrine of the Hermit. And all attributed to the Divine Mother. And then we have Palermo, which is in the Phoenician times and the Roman times, and we have the Church of the Annunciation. Again, we have the Christ. And then we surrounded all the crypts. These cathedrals are amazing, magnificent, carved in their masterpieces, and the energy within each of them is just amazing. You're opening up your heart center, and as you go in there and you have amazing experiences with the Divine Mother, and not only with the Divine Mother, but with the Christ energies. And then we go on, and we have again with the Black Madonna, and which was brought from Constantinople in the 8th century, And then we have the temple or the cathedral that was built on the Temple of Clive. And that has magnificent mosaic floors. We have so many wonderful things to see there. And then we have the Madonna that has the three faces of the world. And so, again, things that you will not see anywhere else. And that would bring us to the end of our journey. And here again, it's a mystical and magical experience. It is all about the Divine Mother. It is all about the feminine principles. And so, any questions?
How many people, Finbar, are going on this journey?
Right now, I think we have about 8 booked.
Uh-huh. And how many can you take?
Oh, the maximum I'll take is 20.
20, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And so, you know, that will be the maximum. I'm going back to my old rule of maximum 22 people on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, anything more than that, I find it's not working the way that I would like it to work.
Uh-huh.
So,
Finbar?
Yeah.
When you spoke about the three faces of Mary,
yeah,
there is a statue. Can you just talk a little bit about that? Because it's giving me a very interesting feeling.
Yeah. Well, it's like the way that you look at it is like the three. It's like. Like the third face of it is looks like it's almost an Indian colored face, you know, sort of. So when you're looking at it, you're seeing, you know, three different, I suppose it's a 3D in that you look at it and you see three different colors on the face as you look at it. And so you have three different feelings from it. It's like a trinity.
Okay.
And yeah. So it carries an amazingly special energy.
Okay, yeah. Is it in a sense like past, present, and future?
It could well be that too.
Okay.
It's whatever it's going to open up for you. You know, it's like all like two people can go on to look at something. It's like we're looking at a painting, and you will see totally different things in it. And this will be specially to each person. It will what they feel and what they open up to, and what their vibration is at that moment in time.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Anybody else? Well, I hope I will see you all in Malta.
The pictures just look—it just looks fabulous. The blue water. I'm already there. So,
in your bikini, Mary.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
the blue lagoon and everything else. The waters are amazing because you're right in the Mediterranean there, and we're going at a really beautiful time. And we're going.
Oh, that's
to be
what
there.
I was going to ask. What is the weather in May?
The weather is going to be absolutely beautiful. It's going to be about 80 degrees.
And, ooh, all right.
And so we're going to be there, and we're there for the Wesak full moon. So we're there at a very special time when Buddha and the Christ bless the world, and Maitreya, when they come together and bless the world. So we are there for one of the three most powerful full moons of the year, because you have the festival of Wesak, the festival of humanity, and, oh God, what's the third one?
Easter, resurrection.
Resurrection, Aries, yeah, the Aries. And so Aries starts off the new year, and it brings us into a new vibration, a new energy. And Aries is very early this year. It is in March. Easter is the end of March. So by the time we get there, we are going to have this, we were going to be dealing with the amazing full moons, and the full moon of May is just going to be amazing, because we're going to have all that Wesak energy, everything happening with us. opening us up to the feminine principle. And as well, Buddha is now, the energy coming out from Buddha is that, you know, all the monks are going to have to look at the feminine principle. And there is very much in the Buddhists, they're like kind of the last bastion of the males. And so it's a little bit like the Roman Catholic Church. All of that has been...
I just wanted to say, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you, but Finbar's breaking up.
Finbar's breaking up.
Finbar, you're breaking up.
I was just going to say, I used to live in Malta, and it is one of the most spectacular places. I mean, the people are, well, at least when I lived there, I can just remember that was probably the most memorable part of it besides the water. I mean, the water's just fabulous, but it's everywhere. I mean, the island's only 19 miles long and 3 miles wide.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea of it. I used to live in a town called Nashar, and we lived in the old vacated Chinese embassy. That was our house.
What language do they speak in Malta?
Well, it's kind of a mix. Back when I was there, I don't know. That was a long time ago, but I was pretty young.
I'm sorry. Can you say your name again?
You don't know me. My name is Marja.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
And I got turned on to this trip. Karen Lavalian and Fred Sard.
And you lived in Malta, so it must be spectacular.
Oh yeah, and I'm definitely I'm planning on this one because I would love to go back and just enjoy all these sights that Finbar is talking about. It just gives me goosebumps all over my body to think about being able to go back and look at it from a totally different perspective now, because I was, you know, I'm almost 60 now, and I was 14 and 15 and 16 back then.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Oh,
you'll love
you.
It. You will love it. You will love it. Thank Absolutely you. Love it there.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll be seeing you on Sunday here in because I live in Mancos, Colorado.
Oh
wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Well, will I see you on Sunday at Durango? Okay.
At the Himalayan.
Make yourself known to me.
I will. I plan on it because I definitely want to be on this trip for sure.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic! Are you going to Egypt as well?
That's my first plan. Yeah. That's my first. The first on my list.
Yeah.
The first one I'll be attending of your great offerings, yeah.
Okay, well, fantastic. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yeah, well, thank you, and thank you for this call.
Thank you, Finbar. This was most informative. Thank you. And thank you to everyone on the call. It was good connecting again.
Good show you're going, Mary.
that's what we call a closed sale. Very good. You're good, Atlanta. you're a great saleswoman. Thank you, Mary. Yes.
Eric and I are definitely going to be on the trip, and are you likewise?
Well, that's another good question. I don't know yet. I'm certainly intrigued.
Okay.
I would love to be on this, and I'd love to talk with you more off the call. I want to hear all about everything that you're doing and how your exam went.
Sure. Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. I must go.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless everybody. Thank you. Yes?
Thank you. Bye.
Yes?
Bye-bye.
Bye.